19th of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived here on BelowTopSecret.com. I'm your host, Maria Stardust. And today, gosh, what are we going to talk about? This is podcast number 8, and I'm really having a lot of fun doing this. And there's a lot of things going on right now, and the two things that I want to talk today is this little battle that's kind of raging on between bloggers and podcasters, or rather the blog community and the podcasting community, to not to make it so personal. Just a few bloggers that I would like to mention. We've got Jim Wolf, just a wonderful, funny guy, talks about anything that pops in his mind. I mean, he can be talking about his personal life, to what's going on in South Africa, to his artwork, you know, to whatever the hell he finds, you know, that piques his interest online, and in the world for that matter. So he's a funny guy. You just never know what he's going to come up with next. Then we've got DC Fusion, and DC, this is a guy that's just very, very down to earth. You know, I can sit down and have a drink with this guy, and we'll just hit it off, because he's just a funny guy. And he blogs about life in DC, the hustle, the bustle of Metropolis over there. Then we've got Just Generic. And Just Generic, oh my lord, where do I start about Just Generic? She's warm, she's personal, she's extremely charismatic, and she's very witty. I love reading what she has to write down. She always has something to say, and she's got a fun read. And she writes about a lot of personal stuff, and sometimes she tends to ramble, but hey, who amongst us doesn't? Of course, we've got Zed. Everybody's familiar with Zed. Who isn't familiar with Mr. Triple Z there? And his whole take, he's got a niche going on blogs. And his whole niche are tabloid headlines. So whatever happens to be going on in the celebrity world, that's what he writes about. And which is a cool thing. I mean, he's like Mr. Hit-O-Matic there, as far as the attention he grabs, and that's pretty cool. But I really don't know much about Zed, because he doesn't really share anything personal within his blog. Some people keep journals, and he does this tabloid headline thing. I actually learned a little bit more about Zed when I listened to his podcast. So I guess that's where the differences lie therein. And then, of course, me, Maria Stardust, and I pretty much write about whatever the hell comes to mind. So, hey, go figure. You never know what it's going to be from moment to moment. So our poor little blogs. Our blogs have kind of been relegated to the back burner here. They've basically become the abused redheaded stepchild of ATS. I really believe they're being needlessly ignored. We have this, or rather had this, blog contest going on that happened, I think, for all of 10 minutes, and then it just mysteriously disappear due to quote-unquote technical errors, and we just haven't heard about it again. It's been brought up several times, both on the forums and within the podcast and the blogs. So all we hear is, yeah, we'll take care of you bloggers and we'll get back to you. So, you know, we're just kind of ignored out there. And another thing that's been mentioned are the blogs. The headlines are now missing from the main front page. And they've been missing, I guess, about a couple of weeks now. And it's a really sad thing, because, you know, the only inkling that you know that we have a blog up there is just that little tiny black bar across the very top where the word blog comes across in, like, 8-point type. And you kind of need a magnifying glass to see it, because it really doesn't jump out at you. So, you know, I petition that we get the blogs back on the main page, that Us little bloggers, we need to unite. We need to stand tall in the face of adversity and let our voices be heard. You know, let's put the blogs back where they belong. You know, hell, if nobody else reads them but us, that would be a great thing. But let's get a little bit more recognition here, because we have put a lot of work into these things. And then, of course, we've got the podcast. And the podcast, everybody loves the podcast. They're the new kid on the block. And if you think about it, I think you're going to notice that a lot of bloggers have moved to doing podcasts because, you know, that's how we get our message out, you know. And I'm among these folks that do it. I really think podcasts are becoming the new blog. That's basically what it's amounting to. And I think the difference between the blogs and the podcasts are that on podcasts you can have your cool techno music and your cheesy sound effects, and you can play your pod safe music, and everybody's happy. And besides, we all love the sound of our own voices. So this is what I propose. I propose that us bloggers get together and form our own little ATS support group. Not an addiction group like Just Generic suggested, but a support group, because we need to get through these bleak times. And, you know, what about this? What if we combine the blogs and the podcast and kind of have a blog cast? You know, wouldn't that be cool? Because honestly, that's where I see these podcasts going. They're going to become more, you know, personal journals that are in audio format. So there you go. You know, out with the blogs, out with the podcasts, and let's stick with the blogcast here, because hey, that's where we're going to go anyway, right? Well, once again, I am Maria Stardust. That is my rant for the day. And you've been listening to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived on BelowTopSecret.com. Thanks for listening.